Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jaro, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jaro.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jaro.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 44 of the Duluth Rundown podcast. Mike and I are doing this one remotely this time because we're recording on December 5th, the night of our first storm of the season, and the driving is a little treacherous, and it's just a little safer for everybody to kind of just hunker down at home. And so Mike and I are chatting over the phone. So if our sound quality is a little bit low, we apologize for that. The reason is that the storm, we just want to be a little more safe. With that in mind, Mike, how are you? You're safe, right?
Yeah, definitely safe. I didn't really have very much luck driving to your house, Tony, and I don't have my snow tires on, so it was a short attempt.
Yeah, no, that's just fine. I saw on Twitter, I think there's just tons of crashes in northern Minnesota today because the roads are pretty slick. We've had pretty warm weather, and then we get the snow on top of it. And then you get the blowing situation out in the country. Sometimes that causes drifts, and that makes things tough. So,
yeah, it's exciting that we've had our first snowstorm, though. Let it snow, I say.
I know. I went and ran in it today. I was really looking forward to running in the snowstorm, and it was a good time. It was hard work, but it was a lot of fun.
Nice. So. Well, I don't think we really have much to go on today, but we can kind of buzz through some recent race results. I think we have one recent race result, upcoming race, and kind of just get through it. So with recent race results, the one that we have is the Gobble Gallop, the Thanksgiving Day 5K here in Duluth. The times were looking pretty fast. What we had on the ladies' side, first place, Emily Wartman from Duluth with a 19:04. Second place was Emily Roberts, also from Duluth, 19:29. And Izzy Sutherland, also from Duluth, with a 19:33. So pretty tight race for second and third there. On the guys' side, Scott Bailing takes the win with a 15:12. Cameron Stocky, second, 15:54. And Kendall Hill, third place from Duluth, with a 16:02. And quite a few sub-16 times, or sub-17, rather. So definitely pretty competitive out there.
Yeah, those are some pretty good times. I was out of town, so I don't know what the weather was like, but it sounds like it was pretty good weather. Of course, we hadn't had any snow or anything at the time, so the surface was nice.
Right.
Were you in town for the race, Mike, or were you home?
I was in town. Yeah, I didn't pop down there. Rather, I was traveling, but started the day in Duluth, and yeah, I think it was pretty fair conditions. Maybe a little bit chilly, but I think that's the kicker with the Gobble Gallop is just having dry roads, good traction.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the thing. It's generally cold. Sometimes it's really cold. But if it's not snowy or icy, it could be a pretty fast course.
Yeah, right. The same will not be said about the one upcoming race we have, which is the Wild Santa 5K. That's on December 11th, 2021. And yeah, with this recent snow, I mean, it's going to have to be really warm next week if it's not a slippery course. So,
Yeah, you might want your traction devices, your screw shoes, or something like that for that race.
Right.
As we were recording, we were kind of online here looking at races, and there is one coming up on December 18th. The Duluth Winter Trail Running Series has their, what, 5 races. And the first one is December 18th, the Chester Rim 5K. That website is DuluthWinterTrailSeries.com. Andy and Kim put those, Andy and Kim Holak, former guests on the podcast, they put those races on. They are a lot of fun. So I definitely recommend, you know, signing up for that race at Chester. Mike, mm-hmm. I know you've done that one in the past.
Yeah, I almost did the whole series. Gosh, that was maybe 2019 or 2018. But yeah, the Chester one's really fun, and the marathon is exceptionally fun.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was I think it was 2019 January maybe or whatever, but it was a warm day that day, I think, when you guys were running.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, regardless, that is an upcoming race that's local and a lot of fun. Good chance to kind of get your race legs just spinning a little bit too. It's probably been a while for a lot of people.
Right. And that is about it for upcoming races, which is per usual for this time of year. We typically see the racing settle down just very sporadically until, you know, April or so.
Yeah, it's kind of that time of the season, just not a lot of races, so, which is fine. Good to have a little bit of a break.
Right. Moving on to a trails report. You said you were trail running today, Tony, is that right?
Yeah, so for my run today, I ran some roads, some trails. I got about 11 miles in total. Did a big loop at Hartley. And, overall, actually, the trails weren't that bad. The snow was relatively deep, you know, up to the tops of your shoes. Mm-hmm. But it was such light, fluffy snow stuff that breaking the trail wasn't as difficult as sometimes breaking trail can be. Hmm. So, yeah, I had a good time, actually. It was a little icy underneath the snow in certain situations, yeah. But I had screw shoes on, so I was fine. I did kind of hit some ice underneath, I never fell or anything. I slipped a couple times, but I never fell.
Right.
But overall, it was a pretty good day to be out there.
Nice. And since our last month's podcast, the city has opened natural surface trails through Duluth, so the ground is frozen. Let winter trail running season begin.
Yeah, and you know, we're recording kind of in the early evening on this Sunday night with the snow coming down, and there's going to be more coming, so hopefully there's going to be enough for them to get the groomers out and pack that snow down, maybe and get the trails to set up really nice, and then it's really going to be great running.
Yeah, what does it take? Usually like 6 inches to really be effective to set, or, I mean?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I would assume 6 to 8 inches before you can get that snow dog out there.
And right.
Kind of really compact the snow. And probably maybe if you didn't have 6 to 8 inches, maybe you would need a little bit of warmth to kind of get some water in there and firm it up. Right. I don't know how it all works, but it might be a combination of temperature and snow depth.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get out there as soon as possible because I know the fat bike cohort is chomping at the bit.
Yeah, yep, exactly. There was one fat biker out there today and
nice.
That I saw, and he and I were the only people that did guardrail by the time I was out there, so yeah.
Nice. Let's see. I think all we got left is maybe a Coach's Corner bit. What's on your mind for Coach's Corner, Tony?
So one thing I was thinking about today is last episode we talked about, you know, the off season, what to do, kind of how to get ready for that. But another thing that gets overlooked a little bit, and I think it's important to start practicing it now, is just kind of your mental approach to your running and how you want to set yourself up mentally for racing. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in practicing visualization for mm-hmm. races, especially as the race gets really close. They typically say you want to, if you're going to do some visualization where you imagine the race, you see yourself literally in the race, performing the way you want to perform, you know, standing on the start line, gun goes off, trying to envision the course as best you can, feeling good. And when you visualize it, everything positive. You want to visualize your A day, your best day that you can have. Mm-hmm. And they say the best time to do that is either right first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. I like to do it right before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really positive practice to do. It's not like it's a Disney movie where you wish it and it all comes true. You have to train, obviously, but yeah. It's one more little thing that you can do to help increase your chances of a good race.
Right. So
visualization is one, and just an overall positive attitude towards your training. Once you pick something, stick with your plan and just stay with it.
Right.
I was thinking today on my run, there's a quote from Bruce Lee, and I don't know if I'll remember it exactly, but it's something like, he said, I don't fear the man who's practiced 1,000 punches one time. I fear the man who's practiced one punch 1,000 times. And so that's, to me, that's training. It's
right.
Keep it really simple and just do it over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And you will get better rather than trying to piecemeal 800 different things into your training. And I think that really speaks to the mental approach where you want to just kind of simplify things down and just do the work day in and day out.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean run every day, but it does mean every day do something for your running.
Right.
You know, even just mentally. It could be, you know, you lift weights that day or you do some core work that day, but you don't run. But it could also just mean the visualization or some sort of meditation at some point during the day. Anything mental for your running is still a positive gain for your running.
Yeah. Or even sign up for a race.
Sign up for a race is a great way too. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, just if you're thinking about something, you've got some maybe 2 or 3 months down the road, you're like, maybe I'll do that. Heck, just sign up. And then boom, that part's done. You don't have to even think about it anymore. You've taken that sort of doubt a little bit. I'll do it. Maybe I won't. You just take that right out of the equation. You sign up and now you're focused in on training.
Right. Yeah, I think the visualization is interesting. I find, you know, sometimes it's hard to sleep before a big race, especially an important race. And I find like that visualization helps me fall asleep, especially to kind of start from the, first step and try and make it all the way through. Like you can never make it through all the steps or like the whole race, for instance. I'd always just fall asleep first. And that's especially for a triathlon where it's a little more process oriented or step by step, swim, take off your goggles, put on your bike shoes, mount your bike, clip in the pen, that sort of thing. So I find that's super duper helpful as well, especially before a big triathlon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad that you've utilized that before, the visualization techniques, because it is helpful. It certainly doesn't hurt,
Right.
And it doesn't really, cause a lot of effort necessarily, so.
Right. Yeah. And, it's kind of stressful before the race, too, like in the morning. I mean, especially if you have to, get your bib and pin on your bib to your shirt and everything. And I feel like visualizing or knowing what steps and where you're going to go can help alleviate some of that unneeded stress race morning.
Yeah, that's a good point. All those little things that you do before the race, whether you're driving to a race or maybe you drive the day before and you get up in the hotel room, something like that. But yeah, those little things that you take for granted, sometimes if you mess them up on race day, it just sends your whole day off. So.
You're right, especially if you mistime your porta potty stop. That's happened to me before.
Exactly.
Well, gosh, I don't know what else we got today, Tony. We were racking our brain. It's kind of just that maybe that time where not a ton on the rundown.
Not a ton on the rundown, but we do have an interview coming up and here with Henry Seeb, so that'll be fun. So stay tuned for that. And, hopefully everybody's out running and training and enjoying the winter weather. It's finally here.
Great. Well, let's get to that interview with Henry then.